Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to day 9 of Verses of Victory. I hope that you're having a wonderful morning, and I did say that I would not refer to the date or the day because I know that people may listen to this at other times of the week, but I do want to say that I'm actually reading this on Palm Sunday, so wishing you a blessed Palm Sunday. And you'll notice I don't have music this morning. That's for a couple of reasons, which I won't get into. But, you know, it is Sunday as I'm reading this, so it is Sunday Song Day, so you will find that posted today. So sorry for not having any music for my little reading today. But with that, we're going to go ahead to day 9, and I'll tell you where we're reading from. We're in the NRSV, which is the New Revised Standard Version, John 8. 31 through 32. That's John 8, 31 through 32, NRSV. It says, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Again, that's John 8, 31 through 32. And this version was the NRSV, or the New Revised Standard Version. It reads, "This Bible verse is my confirmation verse, the verse I received when I confessed my faith publicly to the church so many years ago. But now I must confess that I didn't really know what it meant then. Why is this a verse of victory? Because so many of us are bound by our secrets, our fears, especially me. But we needn't be. The one to whom it should matter, God our Father, knows all and still forgives us and accepts us. So what does it matter that someone else might shun us once our secrets are revealed?" The first part of the verse tells us that if we continue in God's word, he will recognize us as his disciples. Disciples are disciplined. God rewards this discipline by sharing the truth, which will ultimately set us free. If we earnestly seek him, he treats us as his friends and continually reveals the truth to us. What a wonderful friend we have in Jesus. So that's a big thing. Some people, and including me, I deal with a lot of fears and anxiety. And the Lord's working with me on those things. Excuse me. And so, this Bible verse just really reminds me that, you know, to stick close to God and everything will be all right. So let's go to our 3 P's, personalize, practice, and proclaim. Personalize. What does this verse, that's John 8, 31 and 32, mean to you? Does the accompanying devotional, which is my story, remind you of any situation in your life? Practice always asks, what steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And then proclaim. We always close with a prayer. And we proclaim victory over your situation through that prayer. So if you would join me. Dear Lord, thank you for giving me the word to guide me through my everyday living. Help me to heed your word and abide in it. Strengthen me daily through your word. Lord, I declare today that your word will be the truth that will set me free. Amen. Once again, I want to thank you for joining me for these 31 days of Verses of Victory. As I said, this started out as a challenge to myself to see how many Bible verses I knew, and it turned into a book. So if you have a dream of doing something and the Lord leads you in the right direction, it'll work out. I hope that you have a wonderful day. This is Sharon S. Johnson, otherwise known as His Song, and I will talk to you next time. Thank you.